Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie will be a bit hard to find in theaters near you. It's Zero Charisma. While Scott is completely obsessed with the board game Grandmaster, he totally rules the game until a new player comes along and threatens to dethrone him.
Matter of fact, we have an opening for a new player.
Role-playing is about more than just being funny, you know? What's hard is to get people emotionally invested in the story.
Nana, you promised you wouldn't disturb the game.
I'm just making myself a sandwich. You and your friends sitting in there pretending to be elves and fairies. That was disturbing.
Now, the definition of a nerd, an adorable skinny brainiac who wears glasses and eventually becomes a billionaire and rules the world. Definition of a loser, a completely selfish grown man still living at home who can't keep a job, is not great with personal hygiene, and amounts to not much at all. So this movie is about a loser, but even losers can redeem themselves if they have any endearing parts to them at all. Well, unfortunately, Scott, our star loser, has no endearing parts at all. He's rude, bossy, contributes nothing to society, and alienates everyone who might try to connect with his world. And the worst part, he's so not funny. So watching this movie is like spending 2 hours with that guy you try to avoid by crossing to the other side of the street instead of having to walk by and say hi. Not good. So unless you're looking to be annoyed and not entertained, you should skip this one. So in our movie night traffic light, Zero Charisma is a red light. Speaking of losers, the next movie is The Fifth Estate. Benedict Cumberbatch is Julian Assange, who is the creator of WikiLeaks and spills tons of secrets.
The White House today blasted the leak of over 90,000 military documents.
The military logs exposed hundreds of informants. There are lives at risk here.
I need names of sources who could be harmed if these cables are put out.
They're coming after us. We need to publish now.
This is the biggest leak of classified information in history.
So if you're one of those anti-government, anti-establishment, and thinks everybody's business should be everybody's business kind of person, even you won't find this movie the least bit interesting. Oh sure, it's fun to make the man sweat and root for the underappreciated little guy, but this is not that at all. It's only trying to trick you into thinking this movie might actually be worth spending your hard-earned money on. And I guess it is if you love to be bored, disappointed, and robbed. Pretty sure there are others like me out there, though, who get plenty of boredom in their normal day-to-day lives and don't need to pay someone to make it worse. So this movie has no deep revelations, no element of surprise, no interesting characters, and pretty much no ending, probably because the real story hasn't ended yet. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Fifth Estate is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.